At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. It's been about a year since the first dockless bike share companies entered Dallas, and now you may have noticed new electric scooters around. But not everyone on the city council is convinced Dallas is ready for scooters just yet. Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Carraway shared his major concern on WFAA's Inside Politics.
Making sure that we had the bicycles that are everywhere at least docked and not dockless.
Right.
Now, at the end of the day, instead of cleaning up the mess, we chose to move forward and add on top of that some scooters.
The city council opted to make the scooters legal for 6 months and revisit the subject after reviewing for any injuries, complaints, or noncompliance with the rules. The scooters aren't allowed to be driven on downtown sidewalks, but Carraway said there needs to be more regulation.
We'll look and see that the bikes are still not being picked up. And it's going to all boil down into enforcement and some of I told you so.
Scooter rentals cost $1 to start plus 15 cents per minute via smartphone. A three-lane highway interchange in southern Tarrant County will get a $1.2 billion makeover. The Texas Department of Transportation is considering a combined 16 miles of improvements to the southeast connector near Lake Arlington. The area being targeted is I-20 from Forest Hill Drive to Park Springs Boulevard, I-820 from I-20 to Brentwood Stair Road, and U.S. 287 from Bishop Street to Sublette Road. The Dallas Morning News reports about two-thirds of the project's funding has already been secured. TxDOT will hold a public discussion to hear from the community on July 19th at Dunbar High School in Fort Worth. Bids for the project are expected by the fall of 2021. Construction could begin by 2022. In today's vital signs, a reminder about eye makeup. Failure to remove it regularly can eventually cause serious problems. I talked about this with ophthalmologist Dr. Stephen Verity of Parkland Hospital.
Anything that comes close to the ocular surface that's foreign to the normal skin should be removed on a regular basis, because if it's left in place, a number of significant complications can occur.
For instance,
this material is made up of things that are not normally found on the skin. Pigments and things, carbon black that makes up the pigments of eye makeups, can be focally irritating to tissues. Some people actually develop hypersensitivity reactions to some of the materials made up in makeups. If they're left in place on the skin for a long period of time, the buildup can attract things like dirt and bacteria, which can cause significant inflammatory reactions.
After all of the variations on makeup that have been developed, you'd think somebody would have come up with something that would prove less harmful.
Well, a number of makeups have been developed that tend to be more hypoallergenic. And I think those are the kinds of products that people who tend to have hypersensitivities should seek out. If you have problems with hypersensitivity reactions, checking with your eye care professional about particular formulations might not be a bad idea.
Is this any more of a problem for people who wear contacts?
Contact lenses represent a foreign body on the ocular surface. And the combination of makeup wear in concert with contact lens wear can sometimes be a problem. And typically this occurs with a more than generous application of makeup, which tends to accumulate in the preocular tear film.
Which helps to keep the surface of the eye hydrated.
And so it floats around on the preocular tear film, and then because of its affinity for contact lenses, they come together, and that can create problems for folks.
So is there a proper way to apply eye makeup or mascara that would be less harmful or less risky for contact lens users?
Well, in general, making sure that you don't overapply, and of course, always apply any kind of eye makeup away from the lash lines so that you reduce the amount of material that winds up in the preocular tear film. Nevertheless, anything that's put around the eye oftentimes winds up in the eye, and that's something to be aware of. For that same reason, individuals who have dry eye or borderline dry eye can sometimes develop irritation or problems associated with the mascara because it, again, is going to wind up in a precorneal tear film that is slightly lower than it should be, and that a deposition on the ocular surface can cause irritation.
So what tips would you have for people to avoid eye irritations or injuries from eye makeup?
A little common sense goes a long way. Apply sparingly, keep the material away from the lash lines, avoid plugging up the meibomian glands, which are the gland openings in the eyelids themselves. Also, plan on replacing any of your makeup materials after about 3 months or so. Every time you apply makeup in around the eye, you're dosing that makeup with some of the skin flora bacteria that normally live on or around our bodies. That bacteria can proliferate in the material and it can become contaminated.
How bad can that get?
That can lead to infections and conjunctivitis, inflammation of the skin around the eye, that can sometimes require antibiotic treatment.
As for removing eye makeup, Dr. Verity says use commercial products that are hypoallergenic, non-toxic, and free of germs, making sure the products aren't contaminated. Dr. Stephen Verity is an ophthalmologist at Parkland Hospital and a professor of ophthalmology at UT Southwestern Medical Center. And a programming note for tonight, President Trump will announce his Supreme Court nominee at 8 o'clock. We'll have live NPR coverage here on KERA 90.1 FM, Channel 13, and KERANews.org. As for the BBC NewsHour coming up, Brexit turmoil. The UK minister in charge of negotiations over leaving the European Union has resigned. That and more on BBC NewsHour beginning at 9 here on 90.1. In the forecast, partly sunny skies, a 40% chance of rain today with a high near 91. It's 79 degrees now in Dallas, 73 in Fort Worth.